want to share with us an encounter with light. Encounter with light. Light is that which illuminates, that which reveals. Light is that which shows how things really are. May I say this very beginning, that there is nothing called darkness. There is nothing called darkness. What we call darkness is actually absence of light. So darkness is something that is where there is no light. Are we together? Darkness does not exist, but light does. So darkness is that which exist when there's no light. But light is that which illuminates. So, we also know that Satan is called the prince of darkness. Am I correct? He's called the prince of darkness. So, Satan is the prince of your situation when you have no light. Which means the only empowerment of Satan over us is what? Darkness. No light. So all the cry, all the spirit of this, spirit of that, ancestral this, all manner of those things you cry about in our prayers and all that is just evidence of no light. So there's no activity of Satan until there's a darkness. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I will function by light. So in the name of Jesus, I will function by light. Father, we thank you. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18 shows us something very important. Because you need eyes to see light. You can have light without eyes. So when there is no eyes to see the light, there is no light to see at all. Ephesians 1, 17 says that the eyes of your spirit will be flooded with light that you may see. So there's a spiritual eyes that sees the light. And that eyes of the spirit is called the understanding. So understanding is the eyes of the spirit that requires light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, some Pharisees, we are arguing with Jesus, getting very mad with him because he healed a blind man. And he said to them, it would be better you were blind. That's in John chapter 9. He said, if you are blind, it's better. Then there will be no sin because it means all you need is help. But now that you claim that you see, so your blindness remains with you. They said, do you mean we are blind now? He said, I've said what I said. You don't know anything. You don't have understanding. This morning, every blindness of the inner man shall be healed. In the name of Jesus, every blindness of the inner man shall be healed. For you are, the eyes of your spirit shall be flooded with light. In the name of Jesus Christ. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that being flooded with light, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. Look at verse 19. Okay, that's 18. Okay. All right. I want to do 17 and 18. Hear this now. Isaiah 11 verse 2. There is a spirit called the spirit of understanding. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the spirit of his, of lordship that gets you born again. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, and the spirit of knowledge of, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Seven spirits of God. And number three in that counting there is the spirit of understanding. So this is the sevenfold manifestation of the spirit of God. Understanding is one of them. The scripture says that upon one stone there shall be seven eyes. And the Bible says again that we are lively stones. In the book of 1 Peter. Which means every believer should have the fullness of the Spirit of God, which is the manifestation of the sevenfold Spirit of God. And understanding is one out of that seven. I pray for us today. No one here shall lack understanding. I said, no one here shall lack understanding. It is the eyes of the Spirit. It's the eyes of the Spirit. The Bible talked about seven candlesticks and seven burning lights in God's altar. He said, the seven eyes of God. He said, which are the seven spirits of God? Revelation chapter 5. So the fullness of the Spirit of God is when this seven is manifesting in you. And someone here today, we have encounter with understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Daniel 5 verse 11. Daniel chapter 5 verse number 11. There's a man in this, in that kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. This is the wife of the king telling the king. It was known that this guy has what? The spirit of the holy gods. Because they don't know the almighty God. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king, Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians and astrologers and Chaldeans and soothsayers. So this man, Daniel, had light, which is called understanding. And in the kingdom of the Chaldeans, the headquarter of witchcraft and wickedness, he was a leader there. So in the meeting of magicians, he'd be invited as their leader. Astrologers. And here, you are praying and panting. Hey, there's a witch doctor in my village. That's why I cannot do evangelism. I don't want to go out before they kill me. But in Babylon, till today, in the east, these are the areas where occultism originates from. A man was there. And when the king caused meeting of all his witchcraft and witch doctors, he caused one man in their presence called Daniel, who sits at the head of all of them. From today, you shall be the head of every spiritual activity in your area. One Daniel, having understanding and light. So this panting is because of no light. This man had light. So darkness in Babylon meant nothing to him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I won't forget one time I was traveling. At the airport, I met a woman who looked at me. Some of these women of God are wonderful. Forensic prophets or prophetess. He looked at me. I was dressed as casual as anybody can dress. He said, you're a man of God. I said, madam, how do you know? He said, I don't need to. I've seen you. He said, and we're traveling together. I said, yes. He said, are you sure you are ready for that place you are going to? I said, madam, how do you mean? He said, that is where demons operate. the word of praise, the word of praise. Describe it to me. He's asked me, my son, do you know this level of prayer? Level this? I said, I don't know. Say, you know this other level, this, that. I don't know. The man said, whoa. Hey, I pray that you will not drop your Bible when you get there. Because wickedness and evil there. I said, mommy, thank you for this care and for praying for me. Just keep praying for me. He looked at me with pity. Honest pity on me. But I was smiling in my spirit. Because I know that when he sent them, say, I saw Satan fall. I know who sent me. I know I'm carrying light. And darkness means nothing in the presence of light. No matter how thick darkness is, a small light will break through it. From today, that light of yours shall break through darkness. Even a little light, just that you will not have influence. The bigger the light, the more it will cover. Go and see the stadium. Just two or three lights. Heavy light. Light the whole stadium. But it's small, I can light a small place. But even at that, it lights this environment. This little light of yours will light your environment. So all this fear of darkness is that you don't know the meaning of light. And today you will encounter light. So we left. As we are descending to that country, on the air, I don't usually sleep. Even in long journeys, 12 hours, 10 hours, I don't sleep. I don't know why. I'm learning to sleep now on air. So suddenly, I dozed off just at descending. Not even all the way when the plane was cool on the air. They descended. When you know you're already descending, I had a doze. The Lord said to me, I've given you the city. Ah, yeah. As I touched the ground on the airport, my eyes was going like this. Pam, pam, pam. Because I thought I was in charge. And looked at everybody like, you're small. Encounter good, though. Encounter good. This little me that would have been fearful and fretting because of that encounter, my eyes were pumped. Everybody looked very small in my eyes. From today, the light of God will break forth in your spirit. And every darkness will fizzle out like yolk. In the name of Jesus Christ. Light is powerful. Daniel had it. And magicians submitted to him. The story of witch doctors. All these names you call and means nothing before the light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this. Anything that is of the Holy Spirit can be transferred by impartation and desire. As I create for us that through desire, a man separates himself and intermeddle with wisdom. Proverbs 18:1. Any gift that's of the Holy Spirit can be what? Impacted. It can be transferred from person to person. Hallelujah. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 21, an angel said to Daniel, or the scripture said, and he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, let's read from 21, please. 21 and 22. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, this man was praying, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision. I know Gabriel is an angel, but he was called a man. And the scriptures cannot be faulted. You should have called the angel Gabriel, say the man. I'm trying to tell you that understanding can be impacted through a man. A human being like you. Because it's a spiritual gift. It can be transferred. It can be shared. Yes, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Verse 22. And he informed me, say information, say, and he talked with me, say talking with each other, and said, oh Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. So skill, how to make things work, wisdom. which Pastor Akshay with us now, and understanding, in-depth knowledge of how things work can be transferred. And the man said, I've come to give it to you. Today, you are going home with understanding. I said, someone here, you are going home with understanding. Your eyes open like this, bam, as if scares fall off from your eyes. Suddenly, you are seeing scriptures and you understand what is happening. Suddenly, your life begins to fall into line by understanding. So, a man is required oftentimes. Acts 8, verse 30 and 31. Because some wonder, hey, how will I get this understanding? Look at it now. And Philip ran thither to him. That was the Ethiopian Enoch. Going back to Africa. And had him read the prophet. He came on pilgrimage going back to Africa. And they were driving on the highway. And God sent this man to them. And the man was reading the book of Isaiah. And he said, Philip asked him, understandest thou what thou readest? You are reading. Do you understand? I like this honest, humble man. Pastor told us about wisdom. It requires humility. Look at what he said in the next verse. Verse 31. And he said, the Enoch said, how can I, except some man should guide me? How can I, except some man should guide me? Hello, Bradiziga. Today, you shall be guided into wisdom. Please give me another scripture. Acts 8, 31. Except a man should guide me. And they desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Today, these men of God are sitting with you today to share with you the Spirit of God in them. And God's Spirit is here with us to dispense to everyone as he will desire. The man desired. He said, even though I'm a very big person, but please sit with me. I want to share that thing that you have. Through desire. He separated himself to this thing. And as he was talking to him about Jesus, Philip, the man got understanding. But here is humility. How can I understand if there's no man? When you neglect men sent to you, look down on them, think they are human beings. Let me just go and study my Bible. I can study my Bible by myself. Forget it. I don't listen to anybody. Somebody speaking, you are sleeping, you are just casual about it. You will not have understanding. For God has programmed packaging understanding through men. So how can I accept a man? But today, you are impacted with understanding. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive understanding. I receive light. Shout aloud, amen. For light is understanding. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Luke 24:45. Understanding is the eyes of the Spirit. And light comes on it to make it work. And Jesus then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Jesus opened their eyes. Understanding is what? The eyes of the Spirit. And if somebody's eyes is blind, somebody's blind, even if there's light, they cannot see. He opened their eyes. The light is the word. Understanding is the eyes. He opened their eyes. You have been in God's presence, not only here in different places, hearing the word of God, but it's not working because you are blind. And if you claim they are not blind, Jesus said you have a problem. Because if you are seeing, you would have, the thing would have been working. That simplicity of humility to say, I don't think this thing, I understand this thing. Lord, help me to understand it so it can work in my life. That's how the thing starts. That's how the thing starts. I attended a program in Port Harcourt many years ago as a student. A very big program in Eastern Bypass. And the program was so massive. And during the break time, I saw the man of God. Isn't that what Reverend Akiola? The host. On one side, with another pastor. During the break time, playing table tennis. like this. The thing shocked me. I'm a pastor in campus, and I know how I struggle with program. I know how restless I am with the small things we do. And another man having something big like this is playing table tennis during the break time. I said, there's something I don't know. There is something I don't know. Lord, open my eyes. I have not known it yet now, but I think I'm going closer to it. How to make things happen effortlessly. Someone here today, that understanding you lack shall come to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, to make this happen in that area you are called. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Light. It has been said here several times, but it needs to be repeated. No matter the vision you see, until you see the word and understand it, you are still very blind. That is, once you close your eyes, you see vision, you see people, you see even people's phone numbers, see their name, see where they're coming from, where they're going. If you have not seen the scriptures, you are very, very blind. Very blind. Because you'll be frustrated. Thank God for humility. One young man came to me and said, I had an encounter with the prophet. And from that time, the prophetic unction in me broke out. As I'm walking like this, I'm seeing. I can see things. And he's really seeing things. I'm telling you, the young man is really seeing things. He said, but my life is, I'm frustrated. So what I've seen you don't see as I see, but you seem to be more cool and calm. Please, I've come for help. I said, Oga, thank God for this great gift you have. Sit down and go through nets. Thank God he agreed and sat down. I think she's here today. He's still a prophet. He's still seeing the way he's seen, but he's seen better now. Because if you don't see the Bible, you have seen nothing. I said, if you have not seen the Bible, you have seen nothing. You will see yourself into frustration. It is a scripture that gives you a future. And today, someone shall receive light by the word of God. The Bible says he opened the eyes that they may understand, not visions, scriptures. 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 Job 32 verse 8. Job 32 verse 8. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. There's a spirit in man. There's a spirit in man. But there is a breath of God. There's a touch on the spirit of God that gives it what? Understanding. Today, the inspiration of the Holy Ghost will grant you understanding. I said, the inspiration of the Holy Ghost will grant you understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Those are the spirit in you. Now, watch what the scripture says again in Proverbs 20, 27. This is even more interesting. Proverbs 20, 27. He said, but the spirit of a man, which we talked about now, is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward part of the belly. The spirit of a man is what? The candle of the Lord. Which means there's a candle God has put in you called your spirit. If that candle has no light, you are full of darkness and confusion. Nobody can guide you more than your spirit. Hey, you're not hearing me now. No prophet can guide you more than your spirit. Your spirit lives with you. And no man knows the things of a man except what? The spirit of a man which is in him. Have you ever tried to do something and hearing a warning inside? Has that happened to you before? You're hearing a warning inside. What's happening? Your spirit is saying, danger, danger. Me, I've fallen victim of it once and I won't fall again. You're hearing danger, danger. You're restless about something. And you say, well, but I know this person now. But how can it be? And you are hearing a voice, danger, danger, this is not, don't, do something now. but this is something I know very, very well. Whew. Now I'm smarter. There's a spirit in man. You want to say, I want to marry you. You like the girl, like the way she sings in the choir, like everything. But I said, yeah, hit that light. Pia, 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 pia. There's something in you. I say, no, 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 no. I say, no. That's yam. You enter. There's a candle inside of you. Now, watch what happens to the candle. Psalm 119, verse 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Aha. So there's a spirit in man. Agreed. Settled. That spirit is called a candle, or is like candle. Now there's a light for the candle. Let's look at verse 130 of that. The entrance of thy word giveth light to that candle. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Aha. That's where the thing starts now. There's a spirit in you. Yes. That spirit is a candle, spiritual candle. But the candle can be there. There's no light in it. It is the word of God as the light of the candle. And the entrance of the word into your spirit is light in your heart. I can say this with no fear of contradiction. If you allow God's word to settle in your heart, to light up the candle in you, you will not need a prophet. You didn't hear me. Let me say it again. Let me say it again. If you give yourself to the word of God, to the word of God, the hearing of God's word, to enter into your heart and light the candle inside of you, you don't need anybody to tell you, hey, don't go there, don't go there. The light in you will guide you. From today, receive the guidance of the light of the word of God. For the entrance of the word gives that light. The light is to guide you to your destiny. You will not make mistake again. From today, you will not make mistake again. That light will guide you. The entrance. But please underline the word entrance. It's not just the word, the entrance of it. The word can be around you without getting entrance. We are all here now, soaked by the word of God around the environment. But the question is, has it entered? It's the entrance of it. When it enters, you will know. You will know. I pray for us today. I said, I pray for us today. May this light enter into you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, may it enter into you. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are many things we say we know, but it has not entered. We confess it, we chant it, we sing it in songs, but it has not entered. And God supplies all my needs for the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Eh? Are you sure? And you deal like this? You never know anymore. When you know it, all the panting, begging, jumping up and down, misbehaving, we go. Because you are too sure that He will supply your needs. And by the stripes, I was healed. He took my infirmity. That's mere confession. Please keep confessing until it enters. When it enters, Kalubazia, when that thing enters, suddenly the fear of sickness will disappear. The pace may still be there. The things, symptoms may still be there. But the fear that it will kill you or destroy you will just leave you. And once that fear leaves you, you're free from sickness. What destroys is not the sickness. Those things you are seeing are the symptoms. What kills is the fear of it. Once that fear goes, the spirit behind it has gone. You are free. It's just a matter of time. The thing will disappear. So it's spirit against spirit. My concern today is, can we let light in? For it is the entrance of the water gives light. Can you allow the thing to enter? Can you pay attention to it? Can you be humble enough to say, I don't think I know this thing I've been saying. I've been preaching it. I met a bishop some years ago. It touched my life. He preached on television, not a small bishop. Has a bishop, has a cathedral. He told me, Pastor, I like what people are doing in Neco. I said, thank you, Bishop. He said, do you know I preached the gospel for this 10 or 15 years and they didn't believe that Jesus actually was born of a virgin. I was there with Pastor Ike. So it's not a story he's telling. Bishop told me. So many of the shouts you're hearing, shouting, you have not seen the thing. When you see it, you become. And the results will show in that area. I pray for you today. Lord, as here, may the light of God enter your heart today. Concerning that area of concern. And when it enters, you will know. It's not something you assume. You will know. John 8:12. You will know. And spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, shall not walk in confusion, but shall have the light that guides men in life, shall have direction, shall have the light of life, shall have the light of life. So all the confusion I should have, I could have, I would have, I shouldn't have. I call it expired English, expired. If I had known, I should have, I would have, I could have, I must have, I shouldn't have. All those expired English will live your life because you have light. He said, he that follows me will not stumble. You know what? There's light. I can't stumble into this pulpit for Christ's sake. There's light here and I'm seeing. But if there is no light here and I have eyes, I will still stumble. And if there's light here and I don't have eyes, I will still stumble. So, but when there's eyes of understanding and the light of the word of God, what happens? You see, you dodge. How can the arrow that fly by day hit you? Arrow flying by day, which means there's a light, just that you are blind, so the arrow hit you. And precious time that will be spent in evangelism is spent with demon spirits because of challenges. Today, light will shine on your path. If you ask me today, I will say the greatest need we have among in the body of Christ is humility. That's what I would say. That's the greatest need. Because we all claim to have known something, and yet we don't know it. There are many things I don't know. I know that if I know it this way, it will be like this. And when I see people who have that kind of result, I not only reverence that result, and I thank them for their life, and I want to hear what they have to say, and I want to receive blessings from them. I want to know that area so that I can have the same. I don't just claim, I don't give any excuses, because excuses is a clutch you choose to work with. He that walks in the light does not stumble. From today, you walk in the light. In the name of Jesus Christ. John 11 verse 9 and 10. Jesus said, there are 12 hours in the day. Not 24 hours. They ask you in school, how many hours in the day? You write 24. If I ask you in church, say 12. So because we have day and we have a night. But to them is 12 hours, Jesus said. He said, he that's walking in the day, he said, it doesn't stop, Jesus said. He said, because there's a light, the natural light is there. From today, your day has come. Your night has lasted long. Your day has come. In this mountain, your day has come. I said, your day has come. I said, your day has come. For sorrow lasteth in the night. But joy comes when?
In the morning.
This is your morning. Leave that one and say, this is my morning. Say, this is the morning of my destiny. Lift your hand and say that with faith. Say, this is the morning of my destiny. My light has come. My light has come. I will not stumble again. I will not fall again. I will not make mistake again. I am humble now to learn what I should learn to escape the wickedness in this world. Shout the loudest, amen. That 12 hours, so we that walk will not stumble. If any man walk in the day, he will stumble not because he see the light of this world. I will not stumble again. So, when the light concerning certain area of your life enters, and this is where it's important now, it's not general light. It is particular light for particular areas. When the light concerning business enters into you, your business will escape darkness. When the light of marriage enters into you, your marriage will start to work. But my findings as a pastor and an evangelist is that people like to give reasons why things are not working. That's what I observe. I want to tell somebody, listen, he will say, you want to say that, give me those reasons why it's not so. And these reasons are what you have decided to, you know, excuses are made, it's manufactured. You manufacture the things and keep so that it will be a very good thing you carry to keep you where you are. You make excuses. But what I've learned now is this, whatever is not working around me, if somebody tell me talking about that thing, I will keep quiet. I will forget my excuses, as genuine as they may all look, and try to find out what is it that is missing and connect to it. So, light is not general. The light of Christ of being born again is one major light that covers everything. But after that light, we now have other lights. Other lights. Other lights. Other lights. The main light is your salvation. But other lights, light in different areas. When you have the light on the area of marriage, oh, your marriage is heaven on earth. You have the light in ministry, your ministry starts working. If you have light in business, business starts working. If you have light today, someone here will go with light. That area that there's light, things work in that area. So somebody can have light in ministry. The ministry is as if it's prospering, but it has darkness in marriage. He go home and it's hell. You can have light in business. Business is doing well. And you have darkness in this other area of life. So every area or any area where things are not working is the absence of light in that area. And I decree today, you are going home with light. Isaiah 61 said, arise and shine, for your light has come. So it's only the area where your light has come that you will shine. Only in the area where your light has come that you are permitted to shine. When the light of the new creation life, eternal life, fell on this man called John, John the Apostle, he began to speak in John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, 1 to 2. He said, that which we have, that which was from the beginning. This man is the only man who began from the beginning. After Genesis, this is the only man who started beginning again. Telling you the depth he has gone about this matter. He knows the beginning. In John's gospel, he told us in the beginning. In this version, he's telling us in the beginning. He knows the beginning of things. So much light. He doesn't have too much light in the area of miracle like Peter. Him and Peter were before the cripple. He was watching. Peter was raising the cripple. He doesn't have too much light on that area. But he had light on the area of eternal life. He's the one that said in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was God. Say, the same was the beginning with God. Say, all things are made by that Word. Without the Word was nothing made that was made. In that Word was life. And that life in the Word was the light of men. This man, he has so much knowledge of eternal life. Hey, what is saying in 1 John now? That which was from the beginning, which we have heard. This man said he had it. Which we have seen. See, the thing he heard, he has seen with our eyes. Which we have looked upon. We have beheld it. And our hands have handled it. I've looked upon it. And hands have handled it. He called it the word of life. So this guy had not only heard the word, he saw it. The word which Isaiah the son of Amos saw. He had not just heard it, he saw it. He saw it. I want to ask you a question. Has there been somebody talking to you sometime and he's talking and talking and talking? And you're like, okay. Oh, I see. When you say I see, means I have understood. I've seen light now, light that shine on the matter. I've seen what they're talking about. So, we graduate from hearing the word to what? See the word. And from seeing the word to looking upon it. From looking upon it to handling it. That's when you begin to do things with it. It is so real to you that you can use it to make things happen. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, it's one thing now for the Holy Ghost to come upon you and you say, people be healed and they are healed. That's another operation. It's another operation for you to be so filled with life that you touch somebody ordinarily and life, the person jacks up with life. It's another level. Because the thing has come home with you. There's someone here. The words you hear, you will see. I said, you will see. The words you will see, you will behold. You will look upon it. The words you see, you will touch. The words you touch, you will handle. In the name of Jesus Christ. It becomes so real to you. So real. So real. So real. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So real. Church history has it that John, that beloved John, he called himself beloved, the one beloved. Are you aware of it? Jesus didn't say he's beloved. He loved everybody. He personally took that name to say beloved. Having understood the love of God, he said, I'm the beloved. And nobody's arguing with him because he took it by knowledge. Church history has it that he was the one that they put inside a burning oil. Did you hear that story? What happened? Could not burn. He was too alive to burn. He was too zoed to burn. They can't do anything. They just had to go and abandon him, throw him into the island of Patmos. See, this man is unkillable, undiable, indestructible, untouchable, unbreakable. We can't even kill him. He's like a stone. Let's go and throw him away in an island. And he was there on the first day of the week on Sunday. A voice said, I am Jesus. And that's how you have revelation. I declare today, by the handling of the word of God, your life has become a mystery. In the name of Jesus. I said, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I don't understand why this suffering should continue. Except for one reason. We have refused to learn. And I choose to learn. I choose to learn. I choose to learn. In 1996, I saw a man of God preaching, speaking the word of God. He said, you can live your Christian life in all holiness and in all righteousness. He said, because if you are born again, you have the life of God in you. 1996, that's 20, how many years ago? 1996. That is 29 years ago. Am I correct? Yes, 1996. Yes. The man said that he who is born of God does not live in sin. So because that nature of God remains in him, and he cannot live in sin because he's born of God. And I read it in my Bible, being newly born again then, I said, God, this is true. This is true. This is true. I stayed on that thing, crying over it. Because even though I was born again, I was still like this and like this. Until the thing broke, bam, like light. And I shouted in my small room that time in Abba. I said, I will not live in sin again. It's not possible. I had the light of God. The thing like, put my eyes open. From that day to date, You can't identify Pastor Dan with sin life. It's not possible. It's not possible. The date. You cannot find me among sinners or count me and say, this guy, we know he's a fraudster. We know he's a womanizer. We know he's not Pastor Dan. It's not possible. And I'm not saying it because you are here. Those who live with me know that. I don't struggle with it. I don't try not to sin. I don't even try not to sin. It is a light that broke in my spirit 27 years ago. I sat on it, the thing entered. Like I said, no! Somebody born again does not live in sin. The thing like, whoo, that was it. I'm not saying I've never done anything wrong, but I cannot live in sin. If I my leg goes this way, I bring it back quickly. Shut the hardly goes even. I speak to someone here today. The power of light will cause you to break through today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Light is powerful. 2 years after, 1998, I think that's November, I heard a message. A man of God said, I cannot be sick. I said, it's not true. How can somebody say that? These people, they can boast too much. This man of God, once they have microphone, they can boast. Because I know what I was going through. Sickness was my neighbor. I've told that my people, I was so sick that I became a pharmacist. I don't only know the sickness name. I searched to find the what happens with it, the drugs that cure it. And I now know the content of drugs. You give me a drug, I will now tell you what it contains, what it doesn't contain. Pharmacist overnight because of sickness. I was born again, serving God very well. But sickness to sickness to sickness. As a man like me now said, I refuse. I cannot be sick. It's not possible. Cannot be sick. Cannot be sick. I say it's a lie. I said, okay, this man cannot be lying. I know him. Let me go and search. I went and went into it, digging into it. It took me some days, took me some weeks. I can't remember. But in the search of that thing, one day the light, bam, like light. I screamed again like I screamed 2 years ago. I will never be sick again. Not possible. Not possible. He took my sickness. I can't have it. I can't. No, I've said it's not possible. It is, how many years now? 25 years now. Yours sincerely cannot be found among sick people. My family is here. My people are here. It's not possible. I didn't say headache cannot come and knock me small. If you knock in, I knock him out. You can't find one that says, hey, let's go. Pastor Dan is sick. Let's go and check her name. It's not possible. Some of you have been with me for 18 years. Have you ever had that before in your eyes? Yes. Or there's a program that said, I didn't come. You say, why? I say, you sent me to the hospital. They lie. Not possible. Because a light came. And I know that they were not boasting. It's an encounter. Any area, the things you think you know, you will know it lightly, faintly. But there's a level of knowing that the thing breaks like, bam! When I married newly, my wife was worried about it. He answered to me, look at the way you're talking now. What if you now became very, very sick? I said, shut up your mouth. Don't know where I'm coming from. I said it lovely to her. He thought that I was just claiming it. It's not a claim. It's something we fought through and broke through into it and collected it. It became property. Someone here today, you are breaking into the realms of health by the light of God. The last time I became sick, attacked with sickness 2 years ago, what happened? I walked myself out until I was fainting. I was still walking. And I broke down, lying there panting. And I said, hey, Ogana, wisdom you lack. Oh. Not be knowledge, now wisdom you lack now. From that day, I vowed. Once I walked, I'm tired, I go and rest. Sure, sometimes I take leave. Now, sometimes I take leave. With all the work, plenty work, I take leave to rest. That is wisdom. Everybody will say, calling you on phone, calling you, you switch off the phone. They will not die. It's God that's keeping them. Who are you? Say, what if something happened? Nothing will happen. Take your rest. Praise the Lord. So, when I got up, I said, this man, mind yourself. Oh. Because you can't use one light against the other light. Each light works on its own. But to say disease or sickness or malaria, nobody. We're out of that area. I declare today, someone here, every attack of sickness shall die die in your life naturally. In the name of Jesus. At 80, you are still very healthy. At 90, you are very healthy. At 100, you are still very healthy. That shall be your portion. It's never too late to catch light. Any day you see light, that's your day. Any day the day break, that is the day. If light come now, they don't break. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I can go on and on. The encounter I had in 1999 changed my life of resources. But there's another encounter along that line I'm looking for now that I have not got. That's why I'm here. Praise the Lord. But that's one encounter I want to have that I have not had at all. I don't want to share that one with you before you start to dictate when the thing will happen. I'm watching it with all my heart now. When the thing happens, you will know it has happened. I've seen people that have that encounter and how they live their life. That's what I'm looking at now. Hear me. It's one encounter after another. And your life becomes more beautiful and beautiful and beautiful and beautiful. Can someone here shout the loudest hallelujah? Shout the loudest hallelujah. Closing, I want to say some things that I think is very important you hear it. John 1 verse 5 says that light has no respect for darkness. So light will always overcome darkness any day, anytime. There's no argument. So light has an unarguable conquering power over darkness any day, anytime. Any area light breaks forth, the thing starts to work. The most recent one that happened to me was light breaking forth in my family life. Boom, like light. Bam. And that was it. Till now. I enjoy my family like I have light there. Light will inundate your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 12 verse 36 that when you believe the things he said, look at it. While you have light, believe in the light. Say me, I believe in the light. Some of you don't believe in the light. You're hearing testimonies of light, you don't believe in it. You're like, forget that thing. The way they talk. You don't believe in the light. Jesus will heal somebody like that. They will say, now Beelzebub, how can he heal somebody? So Beelzebub is now more powerful than God. They don't believe in Jesus. So when you're seeing light, believe in it. So why you have light? Believe in the light. That you may be the children of light. So those who celebrate light, do what? Become children of light. These things spoke Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. Say, I believe in the light. Say, I believe in the light. If somebody shares with testimony about what he started doing and in the Lord as revelation and his business started working, don't say, ha, na lie. Say, oh God, let me understand this thing. Let my own business work. That's how life be. So celebrate light, you become a child of light. Believe in it, you become a partaker of it. There's someone here today, you will see light. I say, you will see light. You walk in the light. And John, Matthew 5:14, it says, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. So from being a child of light, you become a light yourself. So children of light are what? I didn't hear you. Children of light are what? Light. So if you're a child of light, you are light. And God is light. And there's no darkness in him at all. And I'm a child of light because I believe his word. And his word is God himself. And I'm now light because I believe in the light. Not a child of light. But look at what it says in verse 16. Very important. 5:16. Let your light so shine. So allow the thing you know, the thing you've experienced to affect others. Don't keep quiet. Hallelujah. There are some things God has shown us as light that we talk about. And sometimes I say to myself, in my closet, I say, it's not as if, are you not boasting? I said, no, I'm not boasting. There's no other way to say this thing. There's no other way to say this. I just have to say the truth under God. If I'm boasting, let it be in the Lord. Because how can somebody believe it's true if I didn't say it like this? So let your light shine. Whatever area God has given you light, let it shine. Show others the thing. Show others. Publish it. Don't keep it to yourself. You get salvation, publish the salvation. You understand healing, teach others how they get healed. You have an anointing, share the anointing that you received. Don't keep it to yourself and just be boasting about it. Let the light shine. Let the thing given you give others direction so that they will receive it and begin to thank God for your life. So that, look at that, say it. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, the product of that light you have, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So when people see and receive the result of the light they've received, what will they do? They give glory to God. Say, I will let my light shine. Say, I will let my light shine. I will let my light shine. Now, we used to sing this song. This little light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. This little light of mine. I like that song. But why not make the light bigger, please? Praise God. All right, praise God. Don't let the little light shine. Get the little light bigger so it can shine more. Little light is too small. Little light can light your room, but floodlight can light a stadium. If you become a sun, you can light the whole world. And the Son of Righteousness will arise in you with healing in his wings. I don't want little light. I want big light. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. I will increase my light today. So the ones you know it deeper. So the light will now expand. We read in the histories how some men entered a street and people there who were drinking and people who were sinners repented because a man just entered. Oh boy, that is another level. Oh, he didn't go do crusade. He just walked in. Some people those days, John Wesley, just ride through a street. People, they get born again. Now level be that. The light is so much that it, even without voice, light everywhere. So, the light must increase. Now, this is my last word concerning this subject matter today. John 5:35. Very crucial. He was a burning and a shining light. Talking about John the Baptist. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. John was not only a shining light. He was also what? A burning light. We must take our lights from shining only to burning. A shining light can cause everyone to see. But a burning light, the heat, the impact. Because some people are really shining. I'm telling you. This, you hear, some people are shining on Facebook, shining on this, shining on that. They are popular, even in the Christendom. But if you get close to them, nothing deep. They are shining very brightly, but there's no burning. So there's a shining and a burning. This guy was a shining and burning light. Shining with light, burning with heat, energy, depth, very wide and also very, very deep. Not very wide and very shallow. Somebody will speak here, mesmerize you, go close to him. One thing you hear from you, like, what's wrong? It's shining, it's not burning. It's wide, it's not deep. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'll be a burning and a shining light. I'll be a burning and a shining light. I will shine and also make impact. Can you be on your feet now and just thank God for his word? Remember that any area where light shines, darkness goes. Somebody doesn't know what to say now. I'll not teach you what to say. Go ahead and say whatever you want to say. Say it to God now. Or to yourself. Whichever way, just go. Halabaro sana mandala hashu. Shalabalasia. Open your mouth and pray. Katon Zagrida Hashi. Zelegoda Balada Santa Labadaza. Le barokoto logo Santa Balahashi. Le paronto ko soto kotalagaba shanda delehesh. If I were you, I would open my mouth and pray. Father, cause me to know the things I think I know. The scripture says you will know when you follow to know. Lord, cause me to follow to know what I think I know so I can know it. So if you continue in my words, then you are my disciples. Jadabala gombrege debasi. Zeprakatala gabado sokoba. Brondo dogolo sakapatali. Zaparagada bragadedoshi. Leke brokotolo bazadi. Zaladakado sotopalagadesh. Endalabadon sokopaladasi. Ketekeledo salabadaha. Lebrodogozondo lo bragadashi. Embalada kan soto lagabasi. Zakatele bodogo shataba. Open your mouth and receive God's word in your spirit with humility. Humility is saying, I think I need to know this thing better. Jandala badege bon talagadada. Esakada labadege de sondo labadaha. Karabada shanamandelege de bodaha. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know the immediate area where you want light to shine now, where you need light quickly, urgently. For me, I want to know one of the things, I will not tell you everything. I want to know how a man can enter a city, a country, and take over in the shortest time. I've seen men do it before. And they don't look like to me like they have two heads. They look to me like they have more. The Spirit of God is one. Pastor Ike told us it's not in pieces. The same Spirit, there's something they know I need to know. I want an encounter. I want to know how some men run ministry without lack. The only thing they do is what they don't want to do. It's not that there's money costing them to do it. Once the thing is what they want to do, they get it done. Some say they grow to it. I want to grow like that myself. I don't want to give any excuse at all. I've seen people who are doing things amazing. Here where you are sitting down here enjoying like this is a woman that built it. By the Spirit of God. Everything you see here. What does he know that I don't know? I want to know that thing. It's humility. Not to criticize this toilet not flushing well. This fan is not blowing well. Have you built one yourself for God? It is to think and to be humble and say, Lord, I like this. I like this. I like this. I like this. I see a woman, one of us, at 86, 87. He's still preaching. That's my best friend. People know that me and him, we love ourselves so much. Because I'm saying, he would come and say, Daddy, I don't know. I don't know whether I'm still doing well in ministry. I say, Mama, you are my mentor. You know what I'm planning? So that when I'm 87 like that, I will be on the road like her. I'm trying to catch the light there. Anything you like. Don't say I know it. You don't know. If you know it, you have it. I've challenged you now. Father, show me light in this area. In this area. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Locate one area where you need light. And be humble to say, I want this light. Lord, show me how this thing works. Wisdom and light. That's wisdom and understanding are two sides of one coin. Principle is wisdom. Have understanding to back it. That's all. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Are you in government? What is the wisdom to enter government without the wickedness of government? Without trickery, without all these killings they do. What is your wisdom of God to enter government and make this happen? That's a light. Don't join them to do evil. By light, create a standard, create a way, create how to do it. By light. Don't look for a shortcut. By light, create a new road of how to get things done. I don't want to struggle about things. I want to know exactly what to do and hit it like boom, and things are happening. I want to understand what to do about that thing. Jesus. In case there are politicians here, because I know there are politicians here, top ones that are here, some of them I know, some of them I don't know, and they're like, hey, everybody, that's the way they do it there. You can have a light. At least now we have an example. One man you know now that is doing his own, not the way others do it. I'm not saying he's going to be president though. Just that personally I'm obedient. I don't know about you. Now, but at least he's doing something differently. To us, it has been that kind. The way they do, you know the way they do it now. But he's doing something differently, and he's still making moves all over, moving the country. Whether he wins or not, not the issue. But at least we have seen that somebody can do it differently, with a different light. Some of us thought, if you don't go there, if you go there, you dirty yourself, or don't go to that area. Politics. No. If you don't do it this way, they will kill you. Somebody came and said, let them kill me, and took his own way by an understanding. And he's shaking the country now. Whether you like it or not, he's shaking places. Whether he wins or not is not the issue. But the man is shaking places. Which means you can create a new road through what? Understanding. Right. Point your hands towards the altar. Declare with me, my light has come. I will therefore shine from today. Make it a confession now and declare it. My light has come. I will therefore shine from today. My light has come. My light has come. I will shine from today. I will shine from today. I will shine from today. My light has come. My light has come. My light has come. I will shine from today. I will do my own thing differently. I will still have my result. My light has come. My light has come. My light has come. Rabba legede de balabada. Bregede balegede balabada. My light has come. My light has come. My light has come. Therefore, I will get up from this mountain and shine. I will 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 shine. My light has come. I will shine.
I will shine in ministry. I will shine in my family. I will shine in my health. I will shine. My light has come. I will shine in righteousness. I will shine financially. I will shine. I will shine. My light has come finally. In the name of Jesus. We're going to do a prophetic. Speak a prophetic word. Let me not say do prophetic action here because somebody will correct me. There are people who know it better than me. My mom is here. When these people do the prophetic action, you can be sure that something is behind it. So let me not even mention that. But we're going to shout a prophetic shout. God said, Genesis 1, let there be light. That's the way we read it in the Bible. But the original Hebrew didn't say let there be light. That excuse said, God said light. And there was light. What did light be? God said light. And there was light. Put it mildly. God said light be. There was light. That's what the Hebrew said. Which means when I say light, what will happen? Because as he is, I'm his offspring. We're going to release light from our mouth, having heard it in our heart 7 times. And you'll be shocked how that area or those areas will be busted. We bust with light. Suddenly you are seen, knowing what to do and moving forward in it. Somebody shout light! As you are saying it, you are seeing it with your eyes. You are visualizing light, picturing what it will look like if the light is shining there. In that your church, in that your family, in that your business, in that your profession, in that your area. You are seeing yourself the way it ought to be. Somebody shout, light! Someone shout, light! The fourth time, shout, light! The fifth time, shout, light! The sixth time, shout, light! The sixth time, shout, light! Now, the seventh and perfect number, shout, light! It is done. Please, take this mic to Daddy. Let him confirm this thing we have said.
In the name of Jesus, we declare that there's light in our lives. Say amen. We declare the light of God in our health. In the name of Jesus. We declare the light of God in the church. All over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. We declare the light of God in the nation Nigeria. We declare the light of God in Central African Republic. We declare the light of God in our individual lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord.